I feel like I wasted 8 years of my life. I understand some of you may like this, but I feel like I wasted 8 years of my life on this story. And at the end, they just came and they stabbed me. I feel like Jon Snow at the end of season 5 when he got killed by all the Night's Watch guys. After all of the wait, after all of the suspense, after all of the 73 hours of time that we invested, Jon Snow ends up back at Castle Black to protect us from what? Nothing. And so he just leaves Castle Black behind and rides off into the north. The essence of this, and I wrote down a bunch of quotes. The essence of this, in many ways, is there's the conversation between Jon Snow and Tyrion. And he says, was it right what I did? And Tyrion says, what we did. And Jon Snow says, it doesn't feel right. Ask me again in 10 years. It's like they're telling you we're going to make a movie in 10 years when we need to make more money and everybody's fed up over how crappy this ending was. It couldn't be any more clear to me when Tyrion says, ask me again in 10 years, that they are going to make a movie in 10 years and Jon Snow is going to have to come riding back to the rescue like Luke Skywalker when they find him on that island all by himself. This was so bad. This entire season was so awful. The worst person on the show ended up on the Iron Throne. And honestly, it wasn't even the worst person, meaning like a bad person. Like, I would have rather the Night King ended up on the Iron Throne than Bran. I just feel like this is an unmitigated disaster of a series end. Bran did nothing for years of any benefit to the show at all. I would rather Bran have woken up and the whole series have been a dream, like Dallas Bobby Ewing style after he got pushed off of the ledge, than have it end like this. I mean, it's so bad. So awful. I don't know how they could have thought this is a good way to end this show. The Knights, there's so many issues with this. Arya gets on a ship and goes off into the distance. Sansa decides that the North is going to be independent, so she gets to be queen, but none of it matters. Daenerys gets killed, and we don't even know if it was the right decision. Grey Worm, I don't care about at all, but he's getting on a ship and leaving with all of the Unsullied. This was an awful, awful, awful ending to an awful, awful, awful season. I don't even know what to say other than they dropped the ball in epic fashion, and I genuinely mean this. First of all, everything got leaked, so all of the storyline was already out there for like the last 4 episodes. Secondly, who wrote this and thought it was good? Like, who did they actually test this season on? They had 18 months to write, and I'm not trying to be a dickhead about this, but I think if you had given me 18 months and all I had to do was write 6 episodes to conclude Game of Thrones, I could have done a better job than these guys did. I think I could have written a more fulfilling ending. than these guys. I just, I don't even know what to say. It's just so bad. Awful. All right, a couple of other things that, I mean, there was lots of talking in this episode. And I just, it was so bad. For the entire season, Brand didn't do anything. For the entire series, really, Brand never did anything. And then he just becomes the king. And I just think it's awful. I just think it is so bad how bad this was. And I don't even know what the solution is going to be. But I was sitting there watching this when it ended. And I just thought to myself, there has to be something else other than this montage that we just watched. There has to be something other than Arya on a boat. There has to be something other than Sansa becoming the Queen of the North. And we have to have something other than Jon riding off into the woods. Basically, we had an 8-year story of Jon Snow that ended the exact same place that season one ended. With him at Castle Black, only now there's nothing to protect anybody from. Like, that's the thing I don't even understand. Why do they need the Night's Watch? What do the Night's Watch exist to protect people from now? Why do they need the wall? How is the wall even there? Was this a different part of the wall that got knocked down by the Ice Dragon? We don't know where the dragon went. This is just, I mean, so bad. And I felt like they were like, this is so bad. Let's let John reunite with the dog so at least the dog people will be happy. I really do. I think they were like, man, this is, we know, I think they watched it and they were like, this is so bad. Let's at least let John reunite with his dog so the dog people will be happy. And maybe the dog people won't come after us that much. Somebody just asked a good question. Why did they even bring John back from the dead? So he could kill Daenerys? I mean, in all honesty, like, what was the grand design to bring Jon Snow back from the dead? I don't know, but I think that Bran needs to get killed right now. Like, I was hoping at the end that somebody was going to stab Bran, and at least we were going to end in chaos. Like, I'm not kidding about that. Like, when they showed the other three Starks, I was like, okay, there's Arya sailing off to the west. There's Sansa, who's king of the north. There is, you know, Jon Snow, who's to the north. I was like, maybe somebody will stab Bran out of nowhere. Like, Bronn just shows up and shoots Bran, and the whole series, like, ends with Bran dying, and nobody has now any idea what's going to happen. That would have at least been better than Bran ending up on the Iron Throne. Because then at least you'd have been like, oh, so nothing changed, it's chaos, and you could write your own ending other than Bran ends up on the Iron Throne. And I just, the whole thing is bad. Just I would say an unmitigated disaster of a conclusion. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than that. It's just awful. Just an unmitigated disaster. Are there any questions? Any questions at all? I'll try to answer a couple of questions, and I'm going to go try to write up my thoughts here. I come back again. Somebody's saying, why do we even need a Night's Watch? There is no reason for a Night's Watch. There's nothing to protect the kingdoms from because there's no White Walkers. Even if it had ended with somehow Jon Snow getting turned into a White Walker, there are so many different angles that at least even if they weren't fulfilling, they could have been, it could have been really incredible. But as is, I don't, like, there's no point in anything. It's just awful. It is absolutely awful the way they ended it. And I wish Bran had gotten killed like 4 episodes ago. I wish they had killed Bran when they thought they were killing Bran and Rickon back when Theon was in charge, and he thought he killed them both. Just so awful. The dragon burning the throne was so ridiculous, too. Oh, the dragon understands, like, what the throne is now? The dragon is an expert in Western civilization and symbolism. It's just awful. Maybe the dragon's going to bring Daenerys back to life. I don't have anything positive to say about this. I feel like the line that mattered the most was "Ask me in 10 years," and they're going to try to make a movie out of this. Or bring back Game of Thrones in 10 years when nothing else has been successful at HBO. And they're going to pay them each like $100 million to come back and revive their characters. But just awful. Just an awful overall scenario. Somebody just said, how does anybody know what happened to Daenerys? The body was taken away. It's a good point. And the dragon disappeared. So couldn't Jon have told them anything? Like, how do they know that Jon killed Daenerys? Why couldn't he have just said, you know what? I was in here by the Iron Throne and Daenerys called for her dragon and she hopped on and she disappeared. And why do they believe that he killed her? I mean, there's no witnesses to the murder. So I'm sure the theory is that Jon told everybody he did it, but why would they 100% believe him when the dragon just flies away? I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking when they put this together. I don't know why Bran was on the council. I don't know why Bran is even remotely in the running to end up on the Iron Throne. So much ridiculousness. All right. Kisses for all of you. I'm sorry that we waited for this and this was the disastrous result. I appreciate all of you. I hate after years and years of live reaction shows. I hate after years and years of columns. I hate after years and years of writing results that this is how it's going to end. I love all of you. Kisses. DBAP. Your boy will never let you down like Game of Thrones just let you down. SBAP, unless you're a writer for Game of Thrones. I'll see you guys. I'm going to go right now. You can see my full thoughts in the written form up in about an hour. I'll see you guys. Love y'all. Bye. I'm sorry, Facebook. I really am. It's a disaster. See y'all.